It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Jennifer Barta is the Executive Director of Saving Grace Humane Society. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's get an update on what's going on out there.
It's been an exciting year. We've just wrapped up and we are incredibly full. I feel like I say that every time. But this time we're incredibly full of dogs. So we are ready for some adoptions.
So how many dogs do you have right now, you think?
Yeah, currently we have about 50 and we should have 30. So we have been over about 60 to 90% over for the last 6 months.
And that doesn't count dogs that are in foster situations?
Correct. Correct. Yep.
How many of those do you have?
We probably have, as of yesterday, I think we had six in foster. It's really difficult for people to foster dogs. And so we are looking for more foster homes for dogs specifically.
So especially if people have got bigger houses or mm-hmm. bigger yard or extra bedroom or
anything,
things like that.
Honestly, anything. A lot of them just need a home, just need a warm home. So, we are really would love to have more foster homes to take some dogs.
And when we say dogs, we're talking large, small, medium?
Mostly right now, medium to large. Yep, that is what we are very full of. We've done a lot of small dog adoptions lately. So these dogs, though, they're wonderful, and we would love to have them just have a warm place, even if it's temporary. I mean, if you can do a few days, a week, or longer, we would love to have it.
What about cats? Where are you at on that right now?
We're doing pretty well on cats. We're bringing cats in from our wait list, which is lovely. And, you know, knock on wood, I don't want to say anything out loud, but kittens will be coming.
That tends to always happen, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So recently, and we had a story about it, you guys were involved in going through a situation with Roseburg Police Department, number mm-hmm. of dogs that got surrendered and had to go through a process there and then have become available for adoption. How's that going?
Yes, yes. So that's why we have been so full. So normally, we try to have about 30 dogs in-house. That's what we can handle well. And we've gotten up to 57. And so that's why we've been kind of 60 to 90%. And it's one of those that we're grateful that they called us to help. And Roseburg PD did a great job, and it's still an open case, but we have finally gotten them released, and so we have still about 14 of the 17 left. And they're just fabulous dogs who, you know, we want to get them into a warm home, especially now, just to get some little love and attention, because they need it.
And that's kind of one of those unique situations. I mean, Saving Grace has had that over the years. Different things happen in the community, mm-hmm. around the area. And then, versus somebody bringing in one animal, suddenly you get a whole bunch.
Yeah, exactly. It was tough all in one day. I'll have to say that. Just getting them adjusted to the shelter life. And they've been in the shelter for, you know, really 6 months. And so they're ready for some love and attention. And they're sweet, sweet dogs. And they're about medium to large, but just squishy little adorable dogs. So you would love them.
And what about upcoming events that you have?
Okay, so we have Barks in the Park. That will be May 16th down on the waterfront. And then our Paws for a Cause, I know it's September, but that's September 11th. So we'd love to have people for that.
And remind people how Saving Grace is funded.
Almost purely by donations. So about 75% is donations. And then on that, we have, you know, our county contract takes about 11, and then things from, you know, microchip clinics and spay and neuters that we do can do the rest. So donations is what we absolutely need the most of. I mean, this case particularly being so full has cost us an extra $100,000 this past year, which is tough on a shelter like ours. And we also have tripled our food. So we need more dog food and we need more kitten food for sure.
And now, do you guys have sources you go through normally that work with shelters that, you know, you get large quantities of food, or are you pretty much dealing with going to the store like most folks?
A little bit of both. We have amazing, amazing donors that will bring dog food in and kitten food. We also have some local organizations around that will give us theirs that is almost expired, which is amazing. And then we do, you know, like with the local grocery stores, we'll do food drives and things like that. But we're getting low, and we supply a lot for people in need.
What about staff? How many people do you have right now?
We have about 24, not all full-time. We're in the process of finalizing some hiring because we've been a little short-staffed.
And then a lot of volunteers, too.
Yes, we have the most amazing volunteers. But we're always looking for more, specifically, you know, dog walking, working in our medical clinic. So if you're interested in stuff like that, it's fantastic opportunity. And then helping, like, with our food bank or even office work. People don't know that they can actually do that.
And for the dog walking part, how does that work? What do people do?
I mean,
they walk the dog, but I know there's more to it than that.
Yeah, they do a little training, of course, because these are dogs that they're not like their dogs at home. They're a little shut down or scared sometimes. And they do some training. And then we have amazing property that they just get to walk this big, beautiful property. And so they can come anytime. There's no restrictions, just when we're open. They get some training, and then they can get as much training as they want to feel comfortable.
And anything else people ought to know about Saving Grace right now?
You know, we had a really awesome year. Last year, we reached over 9,000 pets. Over 5,000 was anything from, you know, reunification with pet parents to adoptions, our spay and neuter services, microchip and vaccine clinics. And that was about over 5,000. And about 4,000 was helping people with pet food and pet food banks. So we really tried to reach our community pets, too.
All right. A lot going on. Saving Grace. And how do people get connected?
Go online or come in. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 12 to 7, and you can come on in or check our website out for more information.
All right, Jennifer Barta, Saving Grace Humane Society, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.